Time for another Doc Talk here on Q92. Let's visit with Allie Peterson. Allie is a nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services. Good morning, Allie.
Hi there. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, we've talked before on Wellness Wednesday, I believe, the show on, that we have. So.
Yeah, we had fun too. So.
Yep. I always learn new things when I visit with you. So.
Yeah, good.
All right. Well, why don't you tell our listeners what's the subject this morning we're going to talk about?
Sure. Yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit about, we're coming up on February, which is American Heart Month. And so we like to talk a little bit about heart health. And usually when it comes to heart health, it's the standard get your exercise and eat a heart healthy diet and keep track of your blood pressure and your cholesterol and some of these things. But what I have come to find more recently that seems equally as important as all of that is our reaction to stress in our lives. And so with that, I want to tell a little bit of some background information. So this research came from a study done with Stanford University, and I learned about it from Kelly McGonigal, and she wrote the book The Joy of Movement and the Upside of Stress. She's written a couple books on this, but her work is just like fascinating. And so I want to just tell you a little bit of one of the studies. So there were 30,000 adults that were tracked for about 8 years, and at the beginning of the study they were asked, how much stress have you had in the last year? And then they were asked, how much do you believe that stress is bad for your health? And so with that, you know, people answered accordingly. And then they went back and they looked at death records 8 years later. And the people who answered these questions and participated in the study all the way through, 43% of people who had increased stress had an increased risk of death. But that wasn't even the most interesting part. The part that's fascinating is that only the people who believed that stress was harmful for their health were in that 43% who died. And so the people who had the stress, if they didn't believe that stress was bad for them, they weren't necessarily at an increased risk of death as much as it was the people who believed that stress was harmful for their health.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and so I think that really opened my mind to how we perceive stress and how, you know, I think that in the medical community in general, you know, we really try to help people reduce their stress and try to have less stress in their life. But I think that we need to, like, have a little bit of a shift in how we think about stress in that it's not the stress that's bad, it's how we think about the stress and how we respond to the stress.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so we might just say, well, okay, so when we how we respond to the stress is important. So how are we supposed to respond to it? And so I think that one of the key takeaways that I've found, especially when we talk about our hearts and our blood vessels, when we have stress in our lives, we release these stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. And those stress hormones, they decrease the size of our blood vessels. They tighten everything up so that our blood pressure goes up and our heart has to pump harder. And what can counteract that is a stress hormone that also gets released in stress response called oxytocin. And believe it or not, oxytocin is released. Most people think of oxytocin in terms of like breastfeeding, and in childbirth we give oxytocin, things like that. But oxytocin also gets released when we have social connection with people. And so when we are under, you know, more stress, and we look at that stress as something that we can turn into a positive thing, or we can look positively at that stress as being helpful for us to get through a hard time or a difficult situation, and we choose to connect with people around our stress, whether we seek out supportive relationships or we accept support from other people, we have the ability to actually like open up those blood vessels and allow our own body's biology to counteract that stress. So Yeah, so I found that fascinating as it, regards relates to Heart Health Month.
Yeah, so what you're saying is we realize we have stress in our lives, but it's how you think about that stress. Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly it, Paul. It's exactly right. Mm-hmm. It's all about how you think about the stress. Yes, it's all about your perception.
It's kind of ironic. During my Bible study this week, we talked about stress. That's what the subject was about, and how people de-stress. How can people de-stress? How can people make less stress in their life? Can we talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. And I think that that's an important part of the conversation. You know, mm-hmm. in addition to that social connection piece that can increase our oxytocin, other, and I would say spiritual connection with people, church Bible studies, things like that, that fits into that category of the social connection, but also exercise. Mm-hmm. Exercise plays such a good role in stress response because when we exercise, we release endorphins in our body, and endorphins really can help to mitigate some of those stress hormones and give us a boost of energy, and exercise can help us actually connect socially with people better. So that's an important one. Right. I think that getting back to even just some of the basics of making sure that you're getting enough sleep or sleeping as well as you can, when we're low on sleep and we're not well rested, you know, everything is heightened. Our inability to cope, you know, we don't cope as well. Maybe we don't make as good of choices around what we're eating and nutrition or the way in which we're responding to other people. So I would say sleep is also really important. And then, like I just said, too, nutrition mm-hmm. And trying to make sure that we're fueling our body with the good stuff.
Right. Some of the people responded that I just like to sit out in my not in the middle of winter, but sit out in my porch with my coffee and just listen to nature early in the morning. That was one person de-stressed, and I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that connection to just our natural world and I think what do you do,
Allie, to de-stress and.
Oh my goodness. Well, I definitely feel like the social connection thing is big for me. You know, I think we've all just got to have our people in life that we can go to. But I also think that, you know, the spiritual piece of things and being able to connect with a faith or be able to connect with nature, you know, in that way, I think those are important mm-hmm. for me, connecting with my kids and my family. And I would say, too, leaning into the things that you do for yourself or your hobbies. And so, you know, I love to be in the kitchen. I would say that that's my favorite place to be. And so I'll cook up some fun recipes.
All right.
That's a fun way to de-stress. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. It's amazing if you're really under stress, how that it physically affects your body physically, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, so, it really does.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, it's February is Heart Health Month, you mentioned. Anything else to mention, Allie?
Yeah, no, I would just encourage everybody, you know, to just continue to stay healthy and be well and continue to mask up. And, you know, I think we're just getting so much closer, you know, to being at a better place. We sure are in Lac Parle County anyway. I know that the numbers have really been at a more manageable place for us here in healthcare. And so thank you all out in the community for just doing your part in masking up and taking care of yourselves. And we're going to get through it. We're getting closer.
All right. Yes, we are. That's great. All right, Allie, thanks for joining us on Doc Talk this morning. I always learn something from you when we visit.
Well, hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. We'll do this more often with you. So.
Okay.
That's Allie Peterson, a nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been Doc Talk on Q92 this morning.